It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The House Select Committee investigating the events surrounding the attack on the Capitol last January 6th held its 7th public hearing on Tuesday. This one focusing on the role of extremist groups and the degree to which the then president and his allies helped coordinate those events in advance. Former White House counsel Pat Cipollone sat for a taped deposition on Friday. The video was turned around quickly so that portions could be shown on Tuesday. During one of those taped segments, Cipollone said that he urged Trump to concede the election, that he criticized plans to seize voting machines, and to have the former Vice President Mike Pence refuse to certify the results. We also learned of a very intense Oval Office meeting on December 18th that should never have happened and seemed to have prompted Donald Trump's tweet urging people to show up on January 6th and that it would be wild. The committee also revealed an unsent draft tweet written before January 6th in which Trump would have encouraged supporters to march from his morning speech to the Capitol, a statement that the panel said showed that the day's events were not spontaneous. And at the end of the hearing, co-chair Liz Cheney shared another bombshell.
After our last hearing, President Trump tried to call a witness in our investigation, a witness you have not yet seen in these hearings. That person declined to answer or respond to President Trump's call and instead alerted their lawyer to the call. Their lawyer alerted us, and this committee has supplied that information to the Department of Justice. Let me say one more time, we will take any effort to influence witness testimony very seriously.
Witness tampering is serious stuff. The final planned hearing, originally scheduled for this Thursday, was delayed due to new testimony from Cipollone and former Trump advisor Steve Bannon's agreement to testify, though who knows. So that 8th hearing will instead happen next Thursday evening in prime time, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern. Well, expected but still bad news from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. In June, inflation soared 9.1% higher than last year. Analysts saying much of it due to high gas prices, along with increased costs for housing, food, and energy. And yes, that's bad. But know that the inflation problem is a global concern. The euro is now equal in value to the U.S. dollar for the first time in 20 years. The two currencies hit parity on Tuesday amid recession concerns fueled by continuing inflation and persistently high energy prices there and here. So the euro, which is shared by 19 member countries, has lost more than 10% of its value since the start of the year. It was last worth less than the U.S. dollar back in 2002 when the currency was still brand new. And just FYI, annual inflation in the eurozone reached a record 8.6% in June, and the European Central Bank is preparing for its first rate hike in 11 years next week. So we are not alone. Say it ain't so, Joe. After the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade and a woman's right to choose what happens with her own body, we learned that the Biden administration had planned that same day to nominate an anti-abortion attorney named Chad Meredith to a lifetime appointment on the federal bench. It appears to be part of a deal that President Biden struck with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. So the nomination had been scheduled to be announced on June 24th, the day the court announced the decision in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization and overturned Roe v. Wade. So the nomination was scuttled after the ruling. Some of us thought that the president realized what a mistake that would be, but now we hear it was only a delay and the nomination will move forward. Oh, I get it, because when Republicans are in power, they nominate pro-choice judges and make other moves to cooperate with the Democrats. Oh, wait. Never mind.
Come on, man.
Meanwhile, President Biden landed in Israel Wednesday morning, his first stop on a four-day trip to the Middle East, his first to the region as president. Biden will meet with 11 regional leaders and attempt to restore the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. He'll attempt to bring Israel and Saudi Arabia closer together and speed up the flow of oil to the U.S. as Russia's invasion of Ukraine disrupts supply. And he will also hold a very controversial meeting with Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. This comes less than 2 years after Biden vowed to make the nation a pariah and following the 2018 murder of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The CIA believes the Crown Prince is behind the killing of Khashoggi, who lived in the U.S. and wrote for the Washington Post.
Come on, man.
Now, I'd say COVID's back, but it never went away, despite many Americans acting as if it was no longer a threat. Well, au contraire, mon frère, the Biden administration on Tuesday urging Americans to take advantage of all that's available, booster shots, testing kits, and treatments to combat this highly contagious and now dominant Omicron subvariant BA5. BA5 now accounts for 65% of U.S. COVID cases, and hospitalizations, again, are on the rise. Wear a mask. And finally, surveillance footage from the Uvalde, Texas mass shooting at Robb Elementary School was leaked to the public on Tuesday following a legal wrangling between local and state officials over the release of the footage. The nearly 90-minute-long video captures the moments the gunman entered the building, as well as a hallway view of the police response outside of a barricaded classroom. It's very difficult to watch, especially when you see the police just hanging out, one of them getting some hand sanitizer. 19 students and 2 teachers were killed during the attack. Local officials have faced intense scrutiny for waiting 75 minutes to enter the classroom to engage the shooter and for providing contradictory details in the aftermath of the attack. Reports suggest commanding officers were told not to engage, despite multiple calls from the students inside the classroom to 911 begging for help. State and federal probes into the police response are, as they say, ongoing. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.